Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As he left for Utah today, President Trump defended his fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and took some new shots at Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton lied many times to the FBI. Nothing happened to her. Flynn lied and they destroyed his life. I think it's a shame.
That claim about Hillary Clinton, by the way, is disputed by fired FBI Director James Comey, who testified that he has no basis to conclude that Clinton lied to the FBI. On Friday, Flynn pled guilty to lying to the FBI in connection with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. The president has also been praising Republicans for passing the tax overhaul through the Senate early Saturday morning. That bill now goes to a conference with the House. Julian Zelizer is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. He's with us now. Hi, Julian.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And this tax cut, let's start there, would be the only major legislative victory so far for President Trump. How significant is it?
It's the only victory, but it is a significant one. It would really slash corporate taxes. It would create long-term deficit problems, and it would have a permanent effect on the amount of revenue intake that the federal government could have, which will put pressure on spending down the line. So it's a big piece of legislation. It's something that a lot of Republicans and the Republican base will be very pleased about.
Do you think that it will be better for the Republicans if it is actually passed in the end or if it is not passed? Many Democrats have looked at this bill and said people might not like what it does. We know it's very unpopular in the polls.
Well, that's true. It's unpopular in the polls, and there's certain parts of it that are going to cause problems for the congressional Republicans, meaning the increase that many Americans in high-tax states will feel, like California and New York, because of the elimination of the deduction of state and local taxes, will affect Republicans in those areas and make them vulnerable. That said, there are many Republicans who are quite happy about a steep corporate tax reduction. So Democrats probably shouldn't be too optimistic about the negative effects.
What does it tell you that it took this long for the president to get a major legislative achievement, given that his party controls both houses of Congress?
Well, he's running a chaotic presidency and, legislation is not his strength. He doesn't have a good feel for Congress. He's caused a lot of problems for legislators. And obtaining tax cuts is not a huge accomplishment for a united Republican government. This should be low-hanging fruit. So it reveals that, at least on legislation, this is not an administration that has served the Republicans well.
We heard from President Trump at the top over the weekend. He tweeted that he had to fire Michael Flynn because Flynn had lied about his Russian contacts to Vice President Mike Pence and the FBI. This is raising questions now about possible obstruction of justice charges because the former FBI director, James Comey, has testified that Trump asked him to go easy on Flynn. The White House now says President Trump's lawyer wrote that tweet. Is there a case for obstruction of justice building here?
Well, I think it's clear that that's where the Mueller investigation is going. Some of this is about the election, but I think the bigger case in many ways will be what happens afterwards. And part of the paper trail will involve the president's own words on Twitter, on television. And I think the White House is concerned about this because they have blitzed the media after the weekend, arguing that the president can't be charged with obstruction of justice and trying to counteract this. So this is the issue on the table.
What do you make of that argument? Trump's lawyer, John Dowd, told Axios that the president can't be charged with obstruction of justice, which does sound a lot like an argument that President Nixon made during Watergate.
Absolutely. And it will find some supporters. It does outside of the administration. But there are many who disagree. Certainly many Republicans who charged President Clinton with obstruction of justice would see their words come back to them. But I think there's many people who would argue this is serious as a legal and political problem for the president.
Do you see historical parallels for what's happening right now?
Absolutely. Nixon is the obvious one in terms of the president's actions after the initial scandal, in some ways becoming the bigger problem. And the way he handles the investigation becomes as damaging as the original issue being looked at. And there's elements of President Clinton where it was a very partisan process through which the whole impeachment was handled. And I think that's still at work today. Many Republicans are not willing to go anywhere near this at this point because they will stand by a Republican president.
Julian, this morning in a tweet, the president made his strongest statement yet in support of Roy Moore, the Republican candidate in the Alabama Senate race, who's been accused of sexual assault against teens. Then apparently the president called Moore on the flight to Utah today and said, "Go get him, Roy." What do you make of that? Is there any risk for the president in getting this close to somebody that has been that could be a big problem for the Republican Party?
Well, there's certainly a risk for the Republican Party. I mean, they are in some ways aligning themselves either through the president or through allowing this to go through without more opposition. Someone who's under investigation or who has been charged with these kinds of accusations from multiple people and who even without that is very far to the right of most of the political spectrum. If he is in the Senate, he probably will not be expelled and he will be one of the faces of the GOP as the next round of elections starts and in 2020. So there could be huge long-term costs for this happening.
Do you expect he'll win?
I think it's neck and neck from the polls that we are seeing. But let's remember, this is a very conservative state and issues like abortion matter very much. And so he could certainly walk away with a victory.
That's Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Julian, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.